Well, good evening, my fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And it's good to be back with you tonight. We're coming from, I should say this each night, and I try to remember to do that because we have people listening out around the world. And we're coming from the USA. Happens to be Indiana tonight. My wife and I are still here in Indiana. Be here for a couple weeks yet. And Lord willing, we'll be heading out back to Idaho. And so anyway, good to be back with you tonight. We've been out shopping today. Yes, between her treatment today, her cancer treatment, we've been out doing some shopping. And I'll tell you what, that is an experience. Oh, my goodness gracious. That is an experience. I think I'd rather, as I have in my days, faced a couple guys with shotguns and have to disarm a couple guys with shotguns that go out shopping this few days before Christmas. My goodness, praise the Lord. Thank you for being with us today, Lord. Traffic was horrendous, and people using potomobiles, meaning their feet, was also horrendous in the malls and everything, trying to get something. But I think we've about done it. We don't have much money. As you know, this has been a tremendous strain on us financially, my bride and I, this cancer situation. But anyway, a couple of her relatives and our loved ones, we needed to try to do the best we could. And so we will just have to apologize. But I'll tell you what, if you haven't gotten your shopping done by now and you're in the major cities out there, good luck. And say your prayers before you go out, because it is certainly a dangerous time to be out and about. Well, I am happy to tell you that last week we tried to get a dear brother of mine, a friend that I've known a long time, Jeff Bennett, on the program, and he had some problems. You remember when I announced at the early part of the show that Jeff Bennett would be on with us with Republic Trading Group and talk to us about the economy and what we can do to prepare for possibly rough times ahead. And he's on with us tonight, praise the Lord. He's already called in. He's standing by. So after the break, we'll bring up Jeff Bennett for a few minutes and see what's going on out there in our financial world. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program and our brother Jeff Bennett from Phoenix, Arizona. It was 84 there the other day. Wow. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm honored tonight to have one of my best buddies on that knows what's going on in the economy. And I don't know that much. Let me tell you the truth about it. I have other things I have to do about 16 hours a day, now including taking my bride for her cancer treatment. But I wish I knew a lot about the economy and the monetary system and so forth. I've studied it for years and still feel like I'm just a novice. But the person we have on right now to help us think about the future, the near future with the economy and what we can do to prepare for what I believe personally is going to be some very rough times coming is Jeff Bennett. And he's working with us at Republic Broadcasting Network to provide people with gold and silver and at some very good prices. And this is the time, folks, we ought to be thinking about these things because the dollar is going south. And that's from me. But let's hear from Jeff Bennett that can give us more information about what's going on. Brother Jeff, welcome to the program tonight.
Well, thanks, Jack. It's always a pleasure to get together with you. And
certainly
I guess
is.
I could say your brother Joe sends you his regards. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes. Yes.
He's got his horseback guys riding around the malls to make sure that somebody out here doesn't have to face a couple of young punks with a shotgun.
Good old Joe Arpaio, allegedly the toughest sheriff in the West. Okay.
There's a lot of folks that don't like him, but it's because Joe gets the job done, and he gets it done outside the auspices of county control, and that's just too darn bad. He's made a difference.
Yeah, you know, he has. He dresses his prisoners in pink underwear, too. I think that's cool.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, no sugar for the coffee, no salt and pepper. It's like, hey, you don't like it, then straighten your act out and don't come back.
They don't want to come back. You know, just aside here, brother, when I was a cop on the streets in Phoenix before Joe came along, matter of fact, when he came out of the DEA and became sheriff, I would open my car door to these junior criminals out there. And I would say to these young brats, I say, listen, you guys straighten up or I'm taking you down to, you know, the junior jail down there. And, you know, the kids would jump in the car and want to go because they had it better down there with TV and
well,
all
they had color TV, they had exercise rooms, they had all the sex they wanted
and
without having
to. I had trouble, Jeff, getting them out of my car.
Yeah,
and that's the problem that Joe Arpaio is taking care of. Nobody wants to go to county jail anymore.
No, they really don't.
It's the pits. Yeah.
They really don't.
Yeah.
And, you know what's interesting, Jack? I'd like to take this financial discussion in a slightly different direction.
Okay.
I just finished up with John after 40 minutes. We were introducing this new program that I've been working on for a number of months, which allows us to take existing IRAs and 401ks and be able to offer folks an alternative that would actually allow them to hold gold and silver. But you know, listening to you talk about your situation with your wife, and as you know from the years that we did the expo tours together, amongst the things that I dealt with was and lectured on was Dr. William Donald Kelly's highly controversial and yet more highly successful cancer treatment and albeit cancer cure programs.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I, if when you're finished, when we're finished up here tonight, maybe give me a call through the Republic Trading Group number, the 1-800 number. Share with me either your address up in Kamei or where you're staying in Indiana. Let me send some information to you. You know, I don't want a dime for it, Jack. We go back too many years, and I want it. If it'll help you and your wife, I'd like you to have it. I'm going to send it out
to
you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
And, And I must tell you that there's three things that are key to the success in cancer cure. And one of those keys I know that you and your wife have, which is an extremely profound, strong spiritual commitment.
Yeah,
and that is
brother.
One of the three elements to success. And I want to make sure you get all this.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
but
no problem there.
I bring this up for a combination of reasons. I spoke with a woman yesterday in Texas who works for the state government, who is very interested in taking her plan and rolling it over into the Golden IRA program that Republic Trading Group is involved with. And my wife happens to be a teacher, and amongst the things we talked about, and this is where economics comes in, but it also ties in somewhat with your situation with your wife, and that is this. This woman admits to me that she has not had a raise working for the state of Texas, a real raise, in over 3 years. You know, they give you this phony 2.5% cost of living index raise, which is an absolute joke, because what happens is the cost of health insurance literally not only supersedes that raise that they get in their salary, but actually eats into it to the point where people all across this country today, Jack, are making less money than they made 5 years ago.
Oh, yes, that's right.
On a net income. I mean, I don't know about you, but I kind of miss the days of the expos because it certainly helped pay our way for the things, the work that we were doing in our endeavors. But that's just one little piece of it, of course.
Yes.
But this becomes interesting, and we take this business about, well, people are getting raises. Look at my wife. Several years ago, she was a teacher in the Paradise Valley School District. You know where that is, around 32nd Shea. And,
sure do.
She was making, you know, moderate money. They'd give them small little increases each year.
Uh-huh.
She was paying about $248 a month for the health insurance for the family, which included myself, our two children, and our granddaughter.
Yeah.
And we were all living in the same house. And now the children are gone. The grandchildren are no longer a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's health insurance, of course, is paid for by the district she now works for, which is out in the Buckeye area. And
yeah.
I know you know where that is.
I do very much.
And yet the health insurance just for me is running $450 a month. Jack,
if
you figure this, she pays that times 9 months of the year, because as a teacher, she doesn't get paid over the summer. So you take that dollar amount, so it's around it's over $4,000 a year she's paying.
That's great.
I haven't spent $4,000 going to the doctor in the last 20 years, and we're paying that per month, or, you know, per year.
Yes.
So this indicates what's happening around the nation. Everything we touch is costing more and more, and yet they tell us this is a strong, vibrant economy with no inflation. We all know better. What we're paying for health care, health insurance, the cost of your wife's treatment has become insane.
It is incredible.
And yet for people who maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago had started doing a little bit of gold and a little silver at a time, would have been able to overcome the obstacles of these expenses today, and that's amongst the things we try to help people do, not just look for what's going to happen 6 months or a year from now, but to do some long-term planning that'll take them 15, 20 years down the road, and pray God they never need it. It goes to the kids and grandkids anyway.
Right, yeah.
But these are the kind of things that we do. So whether our listeners tonight are interested in gold and silver that they want to physically take possession of, because they don't trust the banks, they don't trust the way the government manipulates cash.
That's me.
Yeah. Or if they want to just, you know, do some things with those old retirement programs that are sitting out there.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to roll a portion of or all of them into this golden IRA program.
Yeah.
We'll show them how they can own gold and silver within an IRA. And as I mentioned on John's program, I'm chiefly going to recommend silver in the IRA, because honestly, over the next 2 to 5 years, I think people are going to see a 7 to 9 times return on their investment dollar by putting it in the silver.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll tell you, that's me, brother. My wife and I, you know, she's out with the Gulf War syndrome and can't work, and now she's got cancer. But I'm out on a pension, and I'm so happy to hear you talk about silver because it's tough for us, brother, to get enough money to get some gold, you know. But we can, and once we get back on our feet financially, we hope to have enough to each month get a little bit of silver.
Well, you know, silver is something that if I get calls all the time, Jack. A guy calls up and says, well, gee, I can afford $50 or $100 a month on silver or $200 a month. I can set a guy up with a roll of silver rounds right now, pure 1 ounce silver pieces, for just right around $200 delivered. But you know what? For the guy that says he can only afford $50, $60, $100 a month, I flat tell people, get up, pick up your phone book, go looking for a coin store in your area. Go in there and start buying rolls of old pre-1964 dimes, quarters, and half dollars.
There you go.
You may not be able to afford $6,000 for a full bag.
Yeah.
I've got a client that for 17 years now has bought one gold coin a month for me.
Oh, my
every
goodness.
Month. He's never
wow.
After 17 years of
he's a wealthy
paying $85,
wealthy
$90 to $100 a month.
Goodness.
He's got some pretty nice holdings.
He sure does.
And that's how you've got to do it.
Yeah, that's the way we people out here in the great unwashed has to do it, because we don't have, you know, $400, $500, $600 a month to buy stuff with. So, man, with everything going up in price, you know, if my wife could, once we get through this, if we could get $50 a month up, we definitely want to get some silver, but we're probably going to be out of the gold area for some time, because we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know what I mean?
Jack, I have to share this with you.
And bills for cancer treatment, you know.
Well, I have to share this with you. Gold is great for the folks that have the money to do it.
Yeah.
Gold, you can create a tremendous amount of wealth that you carry in your pocket,
I wish
your purse.
We could.
But
I would do it tomorrow if I could.
Understandable. But there is no doubt about it. Silver is where money will ultimately be made. Look, gold might double from today.
Yeah.
But silver is going to go up 7 to 8 times by the time it's over and done with.
Great.
So where's the greatest return going to come from?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're talking the language of most of the listeners out there, because I've been doing this a long time, and all of us would love to own gold and be able to buy it every month, but maybe we can get some silver, you know. So that's wonderful, brother. So hang on here, Jeff. We'll be right back after the break. We'll be right back, folks. Get a pencil and paper if you would.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango Mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop Jack McLam, retired up in the Rocky Mountains most of the time, but we're down here in Indiana for a few more weeks, and happy to be here with the great Hoosier people. A lot of good people down this way. I've never known a lot of Hoosiers, but now I certainly do. My wife's family's here, and just wonderful, wonderful people, and they're treating us very fine. Can't get too much better than that. Breaker 9? What is this? We got a trucker coming in on his ear. Breaker 9. Well, let's go back to my buddy Jeff Bennett. Jeff, that wasn't you, was it?
No, that wasn't me doing that squawk. And I've got some characterizations that I've done over the years that sound similar to that, but that one wasn't me.
Okay.
I, you know, just once again, I want to reiterate several things. For those who are interested in and understand the benefits of or would like further explanation of gold and silver ownership, I certainly invite your listeners to call. Let us know you are listening to Jack's program. That's very important. It's important to Jack. It's certainly important to the network. You can reach me at 1-800-691-7898. But Jack, I got to tell you something. I am typically on the phone around 7:30 each and every morning, Monday through Friday, almost nonstop. I have to recycle. I'm on cordless phones with handsets because it allows me to move around, get coffee while I'm talking to people. I don't waste time putting people on hold, taking another call while I'm talking to somebody. They get my full time and attention.
That's good.
If they're interested in physical acquisition, if they want to talk to us about the IRA program while we're on the air, I got an email from a gentleman informing me that he had left the Teamsters Union in 1998. What money he's got in there, he wants it out now, wants to know if we can help him
do
a rollover with the Golden IRA. You know, we've got a lot of folks like that. I talked during John's show, a gentleman who left a firm some years ago. He's sitting on $100,000 in that program.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the fact that it's all sitting in Wall Street-controlled
paper. That's right. Very smart guy. Let me tell you, Delta, I've got a good buddy with Delta Airlines, retired now, and he doesn't know where his retirement or anything is going to go soon with the bankruptcies going on and all. Very smart, Jeff, to get out and roll that over as soon as possible.
Yeah, see, when you've got a bankruptcy situation going on with a corporation, I mean, I would be more than happy to talk to your friend, but with the bankruptcy going on, it's liable to all be tied up until this thing is finished.
Yeah.
I hope these people don't lose their pensions
that they've
worked so hard and paid into for so many years.
Thank
because
goodness,
that's just outright theft.
It certainly is, and that's all they're living on, too.
Absolutely.
And so that's just an absolute tragedy.
Absolutely.
But Jeff, this is the time to do it. For those people that think their wonderful retirement is going to always be there with the dumping of the American economy on purpose by these international crime lords that control our government, they better think twice, Jeff. They better start thinking about securing that retirement and those programs, wealth programs that were created during the time they were working and so forth before tragedy hits them, because it certainly can.
You're right. And our commitment at Republic Trading Group and at the network is to help people preserve what is in there.
Right.
And I got to be honest with you, we've got a phenomenal opportunity to guide people and help them watch that grow over the next couple of years, make it increase back to the buying power it originally would have been. You realize that the first dollar somebody paid into a pension plan some 20, 30 years ago is only worth pennies today as far as its purchasing power.
Oh, yeah.
I got to share something with you. There's an ad we run at Republic Broadcasting that talks about how in the 1970s you could have bought a house, a $40,000 house for 1,000 gold coins. Today that $400,000 house still costs 1,000 gold coins. I'm going to tell you a secret. That $400,000 house today doesn't cost 1,000 gold coins. It only costs 625 gold coins.
Isn't that something?
At today's rate, which means somebody would still have 375 gold coins left over.
Yes.
That's a pretty darn good ratio, and I like nothing but the opportunity to work with our folks and be able to help guide them and establish their future for what I call their golden years.
Let's do it, Jeff. Let's do it, brother.
We have a new website. You know, we've got this Republic Trading Group website, Jack.
Okay.
In it,
how do we get to that now? Just through the RBN website, right?
No, actually, if they go to republictradinggroup.com.
Oh, okay.
There is a brand new link in there called Golden IRA. Link on there. People can reach me either by phone or email through that website. We got the first page up today. Over the next week or so, we'll be adding more information. Don't put this off. This is for your benefit. It also certainly helps the network, but our chief concern is for our listeners, our clients, and we'll kind of go from there.
Hey, man,
I know we're coming up
out there.
I know we're coming up on a break, Jack. I've got some calls to return. Please do call me later, and I'll get the information on how I can get this information to stuff to you and your wife.
All right.
And thanks for having me on.
Give out that phone number again,
real
quick. It's
1-800-691-
691-7898. Okay, 1-800-691-7898.
That's how they
praise the Lord, brother. Thank you for being
there.
Thank you for being there for all of us, brother.
Thank you, and to you as well. Merry Christmas.
Okay, Lord bless you. Merry Christmas. Bye bye now. Okay, folks, good information. Please don't wait. Please don't wait, folks. It is so sad. I know people in unions that are retired, and it looks like they may lose their whole retirement, 501c, or whatever those things are. But we'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program on the great Republic Broadcasting Network. So happy to be here. Our two police and military associations certainly just love and respect all the great people at RBN for using God's blessing of mass communication to help us awaken the world out there. It's so good. It is so good. We're hearing from people all the time. Matter of fact, real quick, before we've got people lining up on the phones, and I want them to hold on just a few minutes, I want to say a few things here. We're blessed also to put trust together at our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. We do trust for people for a donation. We're trust owners ourselves, 25 years for me, and used them, and government attacked me and tried to break our trust and couldn't do it for a year and a half in federal court. And so, praise God, we have this vehicle called trust, and some of them actually work. And we were so blessed to have one designed for us over 25 years ago that's held up in the real criminal justice system. And I want to say to Benton out there, Benton, if you're listening, praise the Lord, some of you from the listening audience have gotten together with us, and we've set up trust for you. So you can breathe a sigh of relief now that you don't own anything. And if you don't own anything, you can't lose what you don't own. So Benton, however, called us and wanted a trust. We've tried to return your call, Benton, but the number's wrong. 501 area code. I don't want to give out your number here, but it's not connecting. So Benton, if you're listening, I believe you're a listener, please give us a call back. Because we're not connecting, and if you need a trust, we're here to help you any way we can as volunteers. We're not attorneys, please, everybody understand, but we've used trust for years and years. We understand them, and we've been attacked. And so, Benton, give us a call back, if you would, and you have the number because you called us before, and give us a correct phone number, and we'll get back to you. Okay, I don't think we've got John here, too, that called us about a trust, but I don't think he's a listener. I don't think John is, and so it won't do any good to talk to John here.
Okay, let's go into something real quick here. Callers, hang on the line just a couple more minutes. I want to tell you something, folks. Bush is trying to take our guns away from us. Yes, I know he says he's pro-gun. He also says he's a Christian. Would it surprise you to know that politicians lie? Well, let me share this with you. Gun Owners of America does not lie. Okay, our dear brother Larry over there that runs Gun Owners of America for the last 25 years, I think, it is, without a doubt, the number one largest gun association, Gun Owners Association, that does not compromise our gun rights away, our right to bear arms away, as other large gun organizations do compromise our rights away. And so we're real happy at our two police and military association to be getting their flash alerts, email alerts. And here's one right here, folks, you need to know about. You need to take action on this right away. Now, I don't even have to remind this audience that when we get involved in calling our elected things and emailing our elected things, we make a difference. We can shut down these unconstitutional programs, and there's another one before us right now. Here it is. On Friday, supporters of this bill, H.R. 3199, which is where they're trying to give the ATF the right to go in and seize all the firearm sales records. If you bought a gun in the last 10, 15 years, they want to go in and seize all these records and put you in the computer as a possible terrorist. Anyway, here's what Larry Pratt, owner of, or at least the president of Gun Owners of America, sent out to our police and association here. Twice the leadership in the U.S. Senate has tried to run H.R. 3199 up the hill, pass it. Twice it has failed. Praise God. On Friday, supporters of the bill failed to garner the 60 votes needed to stop the filibuster of the Patriot Conference report. They're tied together. The final vote was 52-47. At issue for gun owners is a provision that would allow the FBI to obtain firearm sales records. The bill extends Section 215 in the Unconstitutional Patriot Act and allows federal agents, to get firearm sales records, which in their opinion, listen to this, folks, are relevant to investigating terrorism. Now, how ridiculous that is. I can tell you as a police officer, if I wanted to look for terrorists, I certainly wouldn't go pick up all the firearm sales records around the nation, which there's got to be millions of them, and look for terrorists. I mean, how absolutely asinine. They are not getting the records to look for terrorists. They're getting it because they feel you are a terrorist if you own a gun. Remember the FBI brochure we've talked about over and over on this program, and we just put it in our last Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, the FBI brochure that shows if you're a Christian, you're a possible domestic terrorist, and if you're a constitutionalist, you're a possible domestic terrorist. Well, if you're a gun owner, you're a possible investigation. I'm saying this wrong. If you're a gun owner, you also are a possible domestic terrorist. So that's why they want these reports, folks, these sales reports. These records would be obtained from gun owners who are required by law to keep the gun purchase records, Form 4473, which you filled out, folks. I filled it out myself. Bought an old musket one time, and I had to fill it out. Thus, an anti-gun administration, which is what we have now, but they're lying to us again, could then easily compile gun owner registration lists, an enterprise which has often been a prelude to gun confiscation. If the government is planning, and they are, at putting us under martial law during the next terrorist attack or after the next terrorist attack, planned terrorist attack, they're going to confiscate weapons. And that's why they need these lists. So you can't say, oh, no, I don't have a weapon. Well, they pull out this 4473 form and say, oh, yes, you do. Congressmen on both sides of the fence made references to GOA's concern last week when the House considered the latest version of H.R. 3199. Write that number down, H.R. 3199. That's the evil one. During the debate, Republican Dana Rohrabacher from California stated that people should take note of what is happening here because the expanded police powers of the federal government will be used against them. He says our Second Amendment friends already understand that. Absolutely right, Dana Rohrabacher. Rohrabacher, I guess it is. And Representative Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, challenged House Republicans to consider whether they are really comfortable with allowing the FBI to access America's reading records at the libraries, gun records, medical records, and financial records without judicial approval, or allowing the federal government, FBI, to search someone's house without probable cause and without telling that person about the search, as they're allowed to do under the Evil Patriot Act. In the Senate, Larry Craig, Republican from Idaho, and Russ Feingold, Democrat from Wisconsin, led the opposition of the latest version of the bill. If a compromise is not reached, 16 provisions of the bill will expire December 31st. Looks like they're going to, folks, praise God. Let's see. In one of those provisions is that section, that very evil gun registration section, 215. Much has been made of the expiration date later this month. People should understand that only 16 provisions of the original Patriot Act will expire on New Year's Day. And these provisions are some of the most controversial ones and unconstitutional ones in the original Patriot Act, as they affect the Fourth Amendment protections that American citizens enjoy. H.R. 3199 would extend provisions which the FBI claims would allow it to seize our 4473 forms that we filled out at the gun shops without the approval of any judge. This runs contrary to the protection that we gained in the Firearms Owner Protection Act of 1986 when it prohibited the establishment of any registration system by the federal government with respect to firearms. It is also significant to note that federal code bans inspections of gun dealers' records, that form, folks, 4473, including four narrowly tailored exceptions. Those exceptions are absent with regard to the Patriot Act, and so that's one of our problems with that thing. Okay, so he says here, for this reason, Gun Owners of America has told senators that we would like to see serious reforms to this bill, including language which further restrict the ability of a future anti-gun administration, I'd say a present anti-gun administration. These are globalists, folks. The Republican socialists there in the White House are gun grabbers, too. They have to be because they're globalists. You're not going to be able to carry your gun into the New World Order as a slave. Are you crazy? Bush is 100%. A gun grabber. It's just he can't act like it. He's got to act like a Christian. He's got to act like he loves you to have your guns. But anyway, Gun Owner says this. They published a letter to the senator here. I want you to get this letter, folks, and I want you to get a copy of this letter and call up and read it. Read it a couple times first so you can read it like you're saying it yourself. Read it to your senator's phone answerer there, their aides that answer the phones. And it's a good letter. I'm not going to take time to read it to you right now because we've got people on the phone. But it's a short letter. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs. And then email it. If you have a computer, you can pull this up. I'll give you the website. It's www.gunowners.org. www.gunowners, one word, .org. And pull up the pre-written letter to your senators about this horrible H.R. 3199. It's right there. And so now, this morning we found out something that I had forgotten almost, is that our libraries, for you that are listening on in some other means, through some other means in computer right now to the program, you can run down your local library and you can put in there www.gunowners.org, or the librarians will help you do it, and you can pull down this senator letter. This is going to be voted on very soon, possibly even this week. I hope not, but we still have today or tomorrow and the next day to get your call in and get your email in if you have a computer, or if you can borrow a friend's computer or have them send an email in, and send this well-written letter that you can sign it at the bottom. It says thank you, and you put your name down there, and a way that they can get back to you if you want to, you know. And so let's do this, folks. Go down to your local library if you don't have a computer, or go to a neighbor's house and have them pull up www.gunowners.org. We need to jump on this right away to be sure that they don't run this through at midnight Christmas Eve, as they've been known to do, folks. They've been known to do it repeatedly every Christmas. They sneak back in there as everybody's gone home except the evil ones, and they run something through like this. So let's make our calls and send our emails right away. Let's see. I've got more to tell you, but let's go right now to our phones. Paul, who's on the phone? Okay, Eleanor. Sister Eleanor, how are you up in there in Canada? Thank you for calling in on the program.
Well, hi, Jack, and I want to wish you and Angie a very Merry Christmas. Hope things go very well and into the new year.
Well, thank you so much, my dear.
I just wanted to share with the listeners a little item that might interest you as well.
Okay.
In the line of gang stalking, or vigilante stalking, as we call it, we got a surprise letter from a chief of detectives on the subject of vigilante stalking.
Uh-huh.
And what he says just blows you right out of your socks. I'm quoting from his letter here.
Okay, now, before you read that, Eleanor, please tell our listeners what vigilante stalking is, because some of them probably didn't hear you last time you were on. Would you mind telling them what it is?
The quickest way I can describe it is throughout history, the Nazis, the Soviets, and other tyrants have always had a civilian local neighborhood harassment corps.
Yes, sir.
People in line, keep them in power, basically. And that's what's happening right now all over the world, and in particular North America, Canada, and the United States.
Okay.
And our activism group is trying to expose these people because they're doing just what they did in Nazi Germany.
Okay.
And there's a website that describes every bit of it, and we even have little radio shows there called shoestringradio.net.
Okay, let's have that website.
Shoestringradio.net.
And that's all one word, shoestring?
Shoestring, all one word, no dashes or anything. Shoestringradio.net.
Radio, okay.
.net.
.net, okay. And that'll tell us about the stalking, okay.
And believe it or not, one of our members actually got some of these goons on videotape last summer. And on that same website, there is a 5-minute video of these creeps, if people would like to see them in operation.
Okay, very good.
At any rate, I want to read this because this is from a detective.
Okay,
Our superiors informed us that they had strict orders that we were to ignore all cases of gang stalking and, if possible, provide evidence that the victim is insane.
If you believe in it, you're insane, right?
Well, if you complain of it.
Okay.
I've been through this with the local police here. They came in and they tried very hard to prove I was insane. The chief sent a second time a psycho squad to surprise raid me in the evening. And by God's grace only, I was able to be... speak clearly enough and convince them that I was not crazy.
Well, I can testify for you, sister, if you want. You're the most uncrazy person I know, but you're deeply involved in standing up to tyranny, and that's why they're trying to say you're crazy. Hang on, if you would.
Okay.
Eleanor, we'll be right back after the break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Okay, folks, we're going to finish up the program here with Eleanor and John. John's on the line from Phoenix. Eleanor, go right ahead, sister, and finish up, and we'll get to John here before we
okay, end well, up. A very quick another news item to show that these gangs are very real. This isn't the pie-in-the-sky stuff. One of our members has been having repeated deliberate collisions from the rear of her car by these gang members at stoplights. She's stopped and they'll come up and smash into her. She called the police. Some police officers are involved, and there's a slang term the gangs use for the police who are involved with the gangs. It's called Cousin Nancy. Cousin Nancy officer came up and started giving her a hard time. When she tried to get her car identity papers out of her trunk where she keeps them, as she was pulling them out, the officer slammed the trunk down so it smashed, it broke her nose.
Oh, my
God. It cut her lip, and it smashed several pieces.
Yeah.
And he laughed. He thought it was a big...
Gosh, boy.
So, folks, just remember, shoestringradio.net, and these gangs are real, real, real. This is not fiction.
Okay, I'm going to go there. Thank you so much, Eleanor. Lord bless you, sister, for all you do for so many up there and for here in America, too. You're a wonderful patriot, and we love you dearly, okay?
God bless you, Jack.
Hey, God bless you now. Take care. Yeah, let's go real quick to John in Arizona. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing fine, brother. Are you our John we're looking for?
I don't think so. I'm the one that met you up in Kamei not too long ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Okay.
I wanted to bring something to your attention about Homeland Security, and this is something similar to citizen spies.
Okay.
From what I've read on the Internet today is Homeland Security is going to start recruiting, guess what? American civilians.
Uh-huh.
To spy on their neighbors.
Yes. Well, that's what the block watches are all about.
Yeah,
they'll pick the best people out of the block watches that they've set up for years of spying on your neighbor. And so they've got a lot of files to go through to find their best snitches in the neighborhood.
Yeah, well, like she, you know, like your last caller said, this is going to be like Nazi Germany.
Yes.
I'm just wondering how much longer we're going to take this, Jack. You know, this is getting upset, very upsetting to me. I'm getting so irritated with this whole situation that America's...
Well, we ought to do a show on that one night, John, on how far we can go with this thing, because I have a lot to say on it, and I'm sure you do and others.
Well, I know
because it is getting very difficult. They're pushing us and pushing us and pushing us, but the reason they're trying to get us to go to violence right now, John, is they'd have a reason to list all of us as domestic terrorists in their controlled media and slam martial law down on us, and the First Amendment would be gone, which is what they want, because we're awakening so many people today using the First Amendment. So they want us to start shooting so that they have a reason to say, terrorist, terrorist, we got to put you under martial law.
Right. Well, I can guarantee you my line is in the sand is when they come to take my firearms.
There you go, brother. Yeah.
So they're not getting
the powder dry.
Yep, exactly.
Keep your powder dry. They definitely want to do that, but
yep.
I think they're going to do it under the guise of more government-sponsored terrorism in the country, and then they'll be hitting us with that.
Yep.
John, God bless you,
right.
Brother.
Thank
Good.
You.
Call back again, would you? Take care. And, folks, Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Hey, by the way, go out and say Merry Christmas to everybody you meet, as we did today. We just Merry Christmas to everybody. Some people had a foul look on their face, but so what? God is in his heaven and on his throne, and we stand before King Jesus, not before these international crime families that want to eliminate Christ. So say Merry Christmas to everybody, and have a great evening, folks. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.